gold-plated diapers.
Hey, Jellyheads, and welcome to another episode of Flapdoodle Forum. As always, we're your hosts, Lucas Wilson,
Matt Buck,
as we discuss the strange occurrences in society and culture,
provide our insight and feedback for you to enjoy.
Welcome to the show.
All right.
All right, Matt. Hey, man, what's going on, man? I feel like I've been a long time since I talked to you, because we had a little skip there, and then we did them.
Yeah, not too much, man. Yeah. Now that you finally got the intro right, we can dive into what we have planned for tonight.
They don't need to know that, man.
Well, they're going to hear it after the credits anyway.
Okay.
So, what do you have first for us?
What do I have?
Yes.
First for you? All right. Well,
what do you have on the docket?
I feel like it almost relates back to my last topic.
Ooh. All right. Form a little series here.
Ready, ready.
The last one was Bionic Hand, right?
Oh, actually, first, I want to say something. I read a Cracked article recently about, like, you know, bullshit news stories.
Yeah, I think I saw that headline.
And I think we've done a few dailymail.co.uk stories.
Yes.
And I just want to say, let's be wary, man.
Oh, man.
It's a tabloid, dude.
Is it really?
Yeah, according to the Crack guy. And, like, they sometimes just print outright wrong.
That's where I've gotten, like, a third of my stories.
So we gotta...
All right.
Yeah. Although, Dave just digs up, like, weird stuff that probably isn't true anyway.
He unearths things. But yeah, I'll scrutinize my stuff a little more.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Okay, this comes from Discovery News. Two rats communicate brain to brain.
So like telepathic?
Essentially. It's not quite telepathy, but it's the closest anyone has ever come to getting a mammal to read another mammal's mind. A research team led by neurologist Miguel Nicolás of Duke University has wired together the brains of two rats, allowing them to transmit information between each other and cooperate. The results detailed in the journal Scientific Reports could help improve the design of neural-controlled prosthetic devices, and perhaps more than that. They also show that one day we could network brains as well as a computer, or communicate by translating neural activities in the brain into electrical signals.
Wow, man.
All right, hold on. I want to find the who, what, when, where, why.
Give me the W's, man.
All right, essentially, like the rats would do a task.
So all right, like, wait. Before you go on, I just want to make sure I understand this. Are they, like, tying some neural wire between the brains, or is this completely wireless? Or
I think it's wireless.
So they're putting, like, two corresponding chips in each brain or something?
Yeah. Okay. I'll go on here.
Okay.
In the experiment, the Duke scientists first trained two rats to press one of two levers when a particular light switched on. Next, they connect the animal's brain with tiny electrodes, each of a fraction of the size of a human hair. The electrodes linked the parts of the rat's brain that process motor signals. Rat number one was called the encoder, and rat number two was the decoder. The rat's first job was to receive this visual cue to the press the lever, and if it gets it right, gets a reward, just like any other rat experiment. But as the rat encoder did the task, the electrical activity in the encoder rat's brain was then translated into a signal and transmitted to the decoder rat. The rat would then press its own lever. For the second rat, though, there was no light cue to tell which corresponding lever was correct. It could only go by the signal it received from the other rat.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
That is pretty groundbreaking.
Yeah, on Discovery. Discovery there, man. By Jesse Epstein.
So they're going to basically try to use this to advance, like, neural technology and stuff?
Yeah. Like, you know, you've seen that story about, like, that woman who's, like, kind of paralyzed from the waist down, but she has, like, full motor control of, like, a robot hand.
Mm-hmm.
She's, like, learned how to, like, completely use it to...
Yeah.
Yeah, she... With, you know, only using her thoughts. It's kind of that thing, man, you know? But that's kind of weird.
It really opens the door for a lot of things.
But could that open the door for, like, being able to, like, mind control somebody? Like,
yeah, that's what I was thinking, because I'm kind of one of those paranoid dudes that's afraid of this kind of technology being used against us.
Yeah, like...
So, let's just say in the future, like, sex offenders or convicts basically have to agree to have this chip implanted into their brain that monitors their thoughts or something like that.
Yeah.
That in itself is pretty scary.
Yeah, or they, you know...
Like, no matter what crime somebody's done, I think that's just, like, a violation of privacy that nobody deserves.
And then what could happen is, you know, the thoughts are being monitored or something, and then they'll, like, you know, if they, oh, that's suspicious, and they're gonna, they'll all of a sudden cease all your motor functions.
That's so scary.
And then the, you know, police will come and get you or something.
Pretty much.
It'll be, like, pre-crime.
That reminds me of my favorite novel, A Clockwork Orange.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Dave's gone over the story in that with me several times, even though I've never read or seen it.
It's really awesome, just to give you listeners a gist of it. This boy who's involved in gang violence basically undergoes this, like, government program where if he starts to think, quote-unquote, evil thoughts, he just starts to feel nauseated. And it kind of raises this whole... moral dilemma or moral discussion about whether or not that makes him good, because he's choosing to do good things not because he's a good person, but because he wants to avoid feeling this nausea.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just although really
essentially, wouldn't be doing good things would be in some aspect avoiding that feeling of guilt.
Well, the book kind of raises that question as well, whether there's a a difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty interesting.
Pretty interesting. So what would you? I've seen other things like this where they've put controls into like a rat or a cockroach's brain, and they've been able to control it with a computer, like tell it where to go.
Is it like a direct control or is it like a suggestion kind of thing?
I think it's a sort of like direct control. Like they can steer. I mean, like it's not going to be perfect, but they can like essentially. I would think that they could have a joystick or mouse, you know, the keyboard.
That would be kind of fun.
Arrows, and then, you know, this rat's moving, and you got a camera on, and it's going... Yeah, man. Especially with the bug.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty crazy.
I don't know how...
What's the scientific value in that?
I don't know. I mean, like, I guess you're just kind of understanding how the brain works and stuff, but then you could...
Is it Luke?
Or
are they trying to learn how to control us?
I don't know, man. What if they want to, like, you know, strap cameras to cockroaches and use them as spies?
They
can see around corners.
They wouldn't live very long. Don't cockroaches just live?
That's all you need, man. You
just
need, you know, you need to know what's going on inside that building. You know, throw in your cockroach robot cyborg, and now you know that Billy the Wizard is being recreated in somebody's
conspiracy
basement.
Conspiracy entertainment is holding people captive at their headquarters.
last coin episode you weren't on, but we discussed the Genericon, and we watched a bag.
How was that?
No, it was really good. I enjoyed it. First time out there. You could have gone, man.
Working like that whole weekend, dude.
No, dude. What about the week that you were doing your 5-hour defensive driving class?
Yes, but that was going on most of the day.
5 hours, and then
it was 6 hours, seven if you include the break.
The con was like 72 hours in a row.
And when were you there?
I was there from like 9 to 2 in the morning on Saturday.
Was it mostly anime stuff, or was it just
towards the end of the day? On the end of the day, it usually is. They show like a lot more of that, but middle of the day, like beginning of the day, there was like stuff on like Cyberpunk, bad games. In the middle of the day, it kind of ended up becoming like stuff about like, you know, some cosplay competitions.
Bad
and
games?
Stuff like. Yeah, there was a bad game panel.
Dude, that's like perfect for Last Coin.
I know. We talked, Matt and Kay and I talked about this. These two guys, each of them did like, they played this one terrible JRPG. And
did you tell them about the show?
I wanted to walk up to them, but like as soon as the panel ended, like, you know, 10 people went up to them.
Next topic!
Mine is more, it's like shock value.
Shock value?
Like, you're not going to freaking
believe
this. Is it
from the Daily Mail?
No. It's from, like an online publication in Perth, Australia. I have no idea how reputable it is. I just, I found this story on the weird news aggregator that I usually use to dig up stuff for this show.
HuffPost?
Nope. That's what Bubba uses.
BBC?
Nope.
MSN?
Nope. It's probably nothing you've ever heard of. It's my own secret little trove of stuff. But
Biz Queen Super Dream.
Hey, how'd you know that?
.l.biscuit.
Yeah. Just don't ever go there. So without further ado, should I take over here?
You shalt.
Oh, mine also involves rats, so it's...
Oh, we got a theme.
Thematic.
Unintentional theme. There was something else I wanted to say about that. Well, there was something else I saw that was interesting. Oh, almost had it. What was it? Something recently on the news I kept hearing over and over. I thought it had something to do with, like, rats' brains or something.
I don't know if I ever told you, but one of my main objectives for finding stories for the show is stories that just have that pure WTF factor.
Yeah.
Like, what the, like, just kind of blow you away.
Yeah.
This is one of those stories.
Okay.
Turn away for a second. All right. The name of this story is Snipers Deployed in War on Giant Mutant Rats.
What?
It's a short story.
I smell something fishy.
All right.
Although Australia is known for having rodent
This actually
problems.
Isn't in Australia.
Okay.
I don't know if this is like a joke article or what, but it's on perthnow.com. It says, this is a really short article, so I'm just going to read the whole thing verbatim. Tehran has deployed snipers to fight an invasion of hyper-evolved mutant rats, which officials say grew freakishly big after being exposed to radiation and chemicals.
What?
The cat-sized rats now outnumber humans in the Iranian capital. City official and university professor Ismail Karam said the physical changes in the rats would normally have taken millions of years of evolution, according to io9.com. The rat problem is not new to Tehran, but with poison losing its effectiveness, the city decided to take its fight against the rats to a new level. It started sending out specially trained marksmen at night to shoot the rodents. It has become a 24/7 war, the head of the environmental agency, Mohammed Hadi, reportedly told cudsonline.ir. We use chemical poisons to kill the rats during the day and the snipers at night. An initial deployment of 10 sniper squads was quickly boosted to 40, with the gunmen using infrared sights to kill the rats. And that's it.
Why are there no pictures of these rats, man? If they're everywhere.
Well, it's Iran, so you gotta imagine that it's pretty
Iranic.
Locked down. And journalists aren't welcome there? I don't know. The international news.
Foreign.
How often have you heard of international news stuff being...
Stuff finds its way out. I think the giant...
I mean, the only thing I can think of is... Like that earthquake they had a few years ago, there was...
That was all over the place.
That was a special instance, though, because they actually allowed international
relief. What about all the protests that went on?
I mean, you hear about that stuff,
that
but...
You know, you saw the videos going on over that. Huh?
Well, if most of this is going on at night, I mean, who's going to be taking video of that? Besides, these rats are probably in the sewers and stuff.
What are snipers doing in the sewers?
I don't know, man. I mean, I found this about half an hour
ratty.
Before I came here, so I didn't fact check it.
I smell a pun.
Yeah.
Well,
giant rats
what do you think,
invading.
Man? What are you?
I'm skeptical, as I usually am, but it's a pretty crazy story, so I figured I'd bring it on here.
You said IO9 posted something.
Well, hold on. Let's do a quick Google search here.
Fast forward.
Okay. Apparently, there is some credence to this.
Oh.
We've got FoxNews.com saying Iran reportedly uses snipers to tackle Tehran's rat problem.
Okay.
GlobalPost.com says Tehran rats outgrowing cats, surviving poison but not snipers. And the Huffington Post, Tehran rats, Iran reportedly battles giant mutant rodents with snipers.
Is there pictures? Holy mother. Wait, how are they getting mutated by radiation? Where is that coming from?
All these nukes and stuff that
they're... Well, don't they do that in, like, secret bases underground? Not in the middle of Tehran?
I don't know, man.
Scroll down.
On Huffington Post here, it says, too bad Iran can't Photoshop its way out of this problem.
Scroll down again.
Some of these rats weigh as much as 11 pounds.
Dude, it just doesn't seem possible. What if those things get out and breed across the world, man?
That's crazy.
I don't know, man. What's going on here,
There's many reputable news sites posting about this.
Are they But what if they're just... What if they just heard one crazy thing and they're just reposting it because they don't bother to check the facts, man?
CNN?
There's a video. Visit Iran. Is that the only picture?
They keep showing that same picture.
Yeah, that makes... I don't know. If there's only one picture, that usually kind of...
Well, why would they make this story up? What would be the point in that?
Didn't you read that Cracked article?
No.
Go read that Cracked article.
Sniper units make sense, because, like, what are they doing? Are they sitting on buildings shooting at rats? What if, like, people are walking by?
Hmm. It says, so far, 2,200 rats have been killed, which is, like, nothing if there's 25 million of them, and they're buried in special dumps.
Huh. They should, like, you know, like, give a reward for, like, you know, X number of rats. Like, if you collect, like, 100 rats, you'll get, like, $50.
Yeah. Bounty on rats.
Yeah.
It says here that the rats can get kind of aggressive, too. They fight, they chase, and they bite stuff. Although it doesn't really say if they bite people or each other.
I would think both. Both.
See if I can find any other information on this.
Find more pictures, man.
Well, if CNN only had that one picture.
It's just that one picture.
And this Ninja Turtle thing.
Master Splinter.
Let's see what Fox News has. Mostly the same thing. It's pretty interesting.
I wonder if this is going to, like, fade off because they don't want to admit that they posted something not quite true.
So, yeah. Rats.
I'm glad I live in the suburbs right now.
I wonder how bad New York City's rat problem is now. Don't they have, like, millions of rats in the subways and stuff?
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, I didn't see any when I was there.
It's kind of freaky, though.
Yeah. I didn't see any in D.C. either. But I know they're there. We had some mice.
I wonder if Tehran has house. Subways.
Good question. I had a coworker of mine was talking about, like, you know, like, even this, you know, they're talking about how, like, everything closed early in Troy.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, even the subways close. And I was like, subways? There's subways in Troy? Yeah. And, like, the whole time I was thinking, like, actual subways.
Uh-huh.
And I think he was talking about the store. Oh. So, like, he was, like, really confused, and I was really confused. And we never, like...
A little miscommunication there?
Yeah, he never realized I was thinking subways, and I never realized he was thinking subways.
So there was never, like, a resolution there between you guys?
No, yeah, it was
that's funny.
It was like one day I'm looking it up online. I'm like, Troy has Troy subway system, and then I'm like, but then like nothing's coming up, and then all of a sudden,
yeah, there's no underground subways around here.
Not in Albany, Schenectady, nothing.
No, although I want to say there was some sort of different transportation system in one of these cities around here, like, back in the day when they were more prosperous.
Apparently they used to be...
I can't remember. I think it might have been, like,
trolleys.
Yeah.
I think even Mechanicville had trolleys. Because trolleys used to be a big thing. They were really popular. Until, like some tire and truck companies were, like, we're losing business. So they formed a corporation, bought all the trolley companies.
Really?
And then ran them into the ground. So that they could take over. Which is why you only see trolleys in San Francisco.
I kind of like the idea of trolleys.
Yeah. They were really popular. They were really easy and cheap to get around.
Those car and truck companies. Man, what could have been?
Could have been, man. Well,
that brings us to
a close. That brings a close of Flap Doodle Forum here, man. Thanks for your rat-tacular article, man.
We really got it done with these rats.
Double rats. Well, maybe they need to, you know.
Two very different stories about rats.
Figure out how to mic control all those rats.
There
and
we
can
go.
Weaponize monster rats.
There you go.
Yeah,
you could have rat wars.
Rat wars.
Giant
That'd be
monster
really,
rats
really
fighting
bad
each other.
If, like, you know, they took some and threw them in, like, New York City.
What
or
if
something.
This is just like a plot by, like, America or Israel to, like, drive people out of Iran or something because of this huge invasion of rats? It's like a proxy war. But you didn't think of that. What if this research is actually leading to them implementing these giant
what?
Monster...
You think that all these rats are mind-controlled?
Maybe.
And this one, like, super rat back in, like, some CIA bunker that's, like, controlling all of them.
Could be.
And they're honing its skills to...
Then our stories would really tie together pretty well.
Maybe, man. Who knows, man?
Just have to wait
going
and see.
Crazy, just trying to figure out what going on the government. Trees.
You're something else, man.
Better be.
All right, so you're going to give them the spiel, or are you going to keep them waiting?
Well, listeners, thank you for listening to another episode of Flap Doodle Forum. As always, we've been your hosts, Lucas Wilson and...
Matt Buckley.
If you enjoyed this episode and you want to listen to others, just hop on over to our website at psychojellyfish.com. You can also... You can also find us on iTunes and on Stitcher. If you would please give us your rates and reviews so we may gain more... notice on those services, And if you're a fan of the show, please like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter. If you've got any thoughts, words, questions, or comments, or perhaps a strange story you'd like to send our way, please email them to email@psychojellyfish.com. It's been a fun one, folks. Keep it psycho.
Mutant rats. Mutant rats.